want to tell a story of the asset mapping process I was a part of in Lawrence, Massachusetts. I want to paint a picture for you so you get a sense of what it was that we did and how we did it and why we did it. So a little bit of context first. Lawrence is an old mill city in Massachusetts. It's about a half hour drive north of Boston. This was in about 2006, and I was managing projects for a nonprofit called Groundwork Lawrence. And for several years at that point, we had been building parks and starting to form a string of parks along a river, developing what would become the Spigot River Greenway. So we were transforming vacant, contaminated property into new community assets, so new parks. We were doing visioning. We were leading visioning and action planning processes with residents living around those vacant, contaminated sites and reimagining what they could become. So we'd already been doing some of this transformative work in the neighborhoods in Lawrence. And as we were doing that work, as we were getting to know people, we were starting to see a number of trends. And around that time, nationally, the terms food security, food insecurity, and food desert were just coming into parlance, into, I wouldn't even say they were yet commonly acknowledged as terms or as concepts. But I started reading about them, and in my project management capacity, started seeing echoes. It sounded very familiar. A description of a food desert, a place where it's difficult to find fresh food, difficult to find any food really for sale, but certainly hard to find markets where one could buy fresh fruit and vegetables. That was something that felt very familiar to me because I had seen it and witnessed it as a practitioner in Lawrence, as a community development builder, community builder. And as a vegan at that time, I was in my 20s and was living a lifestyle where I was eating lots of fruits and vegetables and found that if I didn't pack my own lunch and bring it with me, that I was not really going to find fruits and vegetables in a walk in a radius of a mile outside my office. It was pretty difficult to find fresh fruits and vegetables for sale at that time. So these were trends we were seeing. Or I was seeing, I guess, on the ground, and started to compare notes with colleagues and friends and community members, and started to notice that I wasn't alone in my assessment and my understanding of things and in what I was seeing. But more broadly than that, there was a lot of other trends that we were seeing that I would sort of characterize as food security related at that time. So we knew that there were high rates of preventable diet and lifestyle-related diseases, particularly among community members that we were engaging with deeply on these brownfield transformation projects. So type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, things that we knew that tied in with what people were eating and their activity levels. So we were creating new parks and new trails for people to get out and get active. But we hadn't yet been tackling the other side of that equation, the food piece. And so seeing those high rates of diet-related diseases, we knew that there was an opportunity to think about how fresh food and growing it could be an antidote or an answer to that challenge. We also saw that there was a tremendous amount of vacant land. I mentioned earlier we'd been starting to transform some of those, but there were, you know, over 1,000 vacant lots at this time in Lawrence that had previously had homes on them that were burned or were demolished. This was, you know, certainly before the major foreclosure crisis that waves went through the country, but in Lawrence this had been a common theme for a long time, that there was a lot of vacant, underutilized land. So we really saw that as an opportunity. And I think traditionally, or maybe historically, people have seen vacant and contaminated land as a real drag on the community, as a real negative. But we saw the upside of it. We really flipped that concept on its head and saw it as an opportunity for change, for doing something different. The culture of the people in Lawrence. So Lawrence is a majority Dominican and Puerto Rican immigrant population. So about 70% of the population comes from those islands. And many of them have strong ties to food production and growing their own food. And so you could walk around the neighborhood and see people growing foods of all kinds, tomatoes, peppers, herbs, in containers, on stoops, on balconies. And that people wanted to grow food, and they were growing it in shoeboxes, in buckets, in coffee cans. And wouldn't it be amazing if we could utilize some of this vacant, underutilized land and create safe spaces for people to grow? At the same time, there were institutions, the local hospital and the local health center, and physicians that we knew who were seeing the same trends among their patients. It was the same sort of population. And we're thinking about, can we create systems and programs? Can we create linkages and incentivize people to access fresh fruits and vegetables? There was a mayor's health task force focused on diabetes prevention. They weren't necessarily talking about fresh food access, but we were, and so we started to go to those meetings and kept going back again and again and again to meet people and find out what they were doing and to introduce the concept of reusing vacant land for food production. We knew that the WIC program was running and had coupons and incentives they were offering to people to go to the farmer's market and spend their coupons at the farmer's market to get fresh fruits and vegetables. We found out that there was a farmer's market running once a week in Lawrence downtown, and we met the manager of that farmer's market and learned that it was struggling, that there were farmers who really wanted to sell. They were growing peppers native to the islands, that growing crops that people wanted, culantro and ají dulce, and things that are part of the kitchen and part of, you know, a chef's menu in Puerto Rican culture and island culture. And that if only they could gather together more customers, they'd have a robust business and folks in the community would have a local place they could walk to and get fresh vegetables for their dinners. So we saw all of these things and we gathered them up as assets. But we needed to kind of come together and gut check what we saw, trends, opportunities, potential everywhere we turned. But needed to come together as stakeholders and gut check that as a group. So I'm seeing this trend. Are you seeing this? Or I'm experiencing this. Are you? What should we do about that? What's the opportunity here? But we didn't quite know where to start first. So people had been talking about this struggling farmers market. Should we adopt as an organization? Should we adopt management of that farmers market and get some marketing and promotion out there and do it? Should we start building community gardens? Should we provide support systems to make sure that folks who were squatter community gardening on those vacant lots without any ownership stake, without knowing if someone might come and redevelop that site and swipe that garden out from beneath them? Should we support those folks in getting intentional community gardens built up? Should we start a CSA, a community-supported agriculture model? Should we start partnering up with a farmer and creating a weekly delivery of produce and a commitment to those farmers amongst residents who would become their customers? Could we foster those relationships? Where do we start first? We have limited time, we have limited resources, and limited capacity. How can we do the best thing first to unlock this mystery, to really solve or create potential and seize the opportunities to address these issues and to create some kind of positive change that many people could contribute to and feel good about? So we felt like asset mapping was a really important way to do that. So we brought together residents and young people, nonprofit stakeholders, institutional leaders, so municipal leaders, business owners, the farmers themselves from the region. And we said, tell us about who you are, what you do, what you bring to the table. So are you managing a project or a program? Are you doing something, anything related to food or health? What would you like to see? What are the opportunities you see? So we spent a lot of time gathering up all this information, crowdsourcing, a term if you will, all these kinds of things. So it wasn't just one person's sense of, God, this is a real opportunity. It was tens and twenties, dozens of people coming together and finding that common ground, defining a vision. How do we want food security to play out in Lawrence? How do we want to ensure that people have access to fresh fruits and fresh vegetables and better health and a higher quality of life through eating healthy and growing their own food or purchasing their own food and supporting local farmers? So we had to make sense of what we already had, what I would characterize as assets, whether they were physical assets, so the land, or institutional and programmatic assets, so the WIC program and the coupons, physicians running clinics with patients who had preventable diet-related diseases like diabetes, coaching them, incentivizing them to go out and try new foods and new recipes from the farmers market. We wanted to use this asset mapping process to illustrate that everyone has a role to play in changing their community. If they feel they have something to offer, we want to make sure we capture that and bank that and leverage it to do something new and different that everyone could define together. And in doing so, everyone needed to see themselves as having something to contribute, seeing their own assets, their own institution, their position or station in life, whether they were a resident, a civic leader, business owner, whoever, that they could help collectively define the route that we would take to move something forward and decide together what it was that we were going to do first, to bring all of our community resources to bear in ways that were strategic and thoughtful and making the most of what we had and using that energy collectively to drive something forward and define a new way of working together.